活上，让我们都蒙神的祝福。
And by practicing these words in our daily lives, we may all be blessed by God.
一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
啊，哈利路亚！我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，大家平安。
Hallelujah! May peace be with you all, our dear brothers and sisters.
啊，我们来看出埃及记。
Let us turn to the book of Exodus.
二十章。
Exodus chapter 20.
出埃及记二十章第五节第六节。
Exodus chapter 20 verses 5 and 6.
二十章第五节
Chapter 20, verse 5.
不可跪拜那些像，也不可侍奉他，因为我神啊，我主你的神是祭邪的神，恨我的，我必追讨他的罪，自父及子，直到三世代。第六节
Verse 6.
爱我守我诫命的，我必向他们发慈爱，直到千代。啊，在这里，啊，我们看到神所爱的跟神所恨的之间的差别。
Here we see the difference between those whom God loves and those whom God despises.
神所恨的讨他的罪直到三世代。
For those whom God despises, their sins will be remembered for generations.
神所爱的却是祝福他们直到千代。
For those whom God loves, God will bless them for thousands of generations.
这可以让我们看到神是慈爱的神。
Here we can see how God is a God of loving kindness.
那另外让我们看到一点就是，我们的蒙神的祝福或是咒诅，却会延及到我们的后代子孙。
Here it also lets us know that when we are blessed or cursed by God, these blessings andThese curses will last for our next generations.
虽然在以西结书十八章耶利米书三十一章那边谈到不会因父亲的罪来处罚儿子，也不会因为儿子的罪连累父亲。
Even though in Ezekiel chapter 18 and Jeremiah chapter 31, it says that it will not the sins of the father will not come upon the children.And the sins of the son will not come upon the father.
每个人都要为自己的罪来负起责任。
That everyone needs to take responsibility for their own sins.
但这也告诉我们，我们所营造出来的环境对我们个人，对我们后代子孙的影响有多大。
Yet this verse does tell us the significance of the environment.That we're in and how it affects our future generations.
在纽约有一个叫苏克斯的人。萨克斯。
There's a person in New York whose name is Sachs.
他不是一个基督徒。
He was not Christian.
他娶了一个跟他同样生活放荡的女子为妻。
And he married a woman who also lived according to her fleshly desires.
有人对他十二代的子孙做了一个统计。
And somebody did conducted a study on the generations of his descendants after him.
有三百一十位 homeless.
And among them, 310 were homeless.
有四百四十位子孙呢，因为生活放荡，疾病缠身。
And because of the way they live, the kind of living without self-control, 440 of them became very ill and had disease.
130位子孙曾被判刑，平均入狱13年。
And 130 of them were convicted of criminal charges, and on average, they were in prison for 13 years each.
有七个人犯了谋杀罪。
And seven of them were convicted of murder.
100个人酗酒。
100 of his descendants were alcoholics.
六名惯窃，小偷了。
And six of them were convicted thieves.
190位娼妓。
And 190 of them were prostitutes.
那当中有20个子孙呢。
Among them, there were 20 descendants.
做生意。
Who were businessmen.
那其中一半的人他们的手法是在监狱里头学会的。
But half of these businessmen learn how to practice business in prison.
那同样 住在纽约还有一位、这个传道人、叫做爱德华兹的 Edwards。
And at the same time,、there was a minister who also lived in New York whose name was Edwards.、
他娶了跟他一样敬虔的基督徒、姐妹、做妻子。
He married a woman who was also a devout Christian like him as his wife.、
也有人、对他们的十二代子孙做了统计。
And some people also conducted a study on the same number of generations of his descendants.
300位子孙、成了宣教士或者是神学教授。
And 300 of his descendants either became ministers or theologians.
有100位子孙、成了大学教授。
100 of his descendants became university professors.
有100名律师。
100 of them were lawyers.
其中30位法官。
30 of them were judges.
60位医生。
60 doctors.
60多位作家，名著也不少。
And 60 writers who wrote many famous books.
14位大学校长。
14 of them were university presidents.
3名国会议员。
And 3 of them were senators in the Senate.
还有一位美国副总统。
And one of them was vice president.
我们看到说，同样住在纽约。
So we can see that both of these men lived in New York.
但是因着他们为自己、为后代子孙所营造的环境的不同，有这么大的一个差别。
But because of the way they constructed the environment around them for their descendants,there was a large discrepancy between their descendants.
逐渐这个环境对人的重要。
So this tells us of the importance of our environment to us.
对人实在有很深远的影响。
Our environment has a deep influence in us.
其中这个家庭、更是培养人健全人格、道德观、价值观最开始的地方。
And among this, our family is the most important. It is the beginning of the foundations of our morals and our values.
以前、大概中国有所谓的孟母三迁、搬三次家的故事。
In China, there was an ancient story about a family who had to move 3 times.
那今天做家长的、也会要选学区啊。
And similarly, parents today have to choose where they live based on the school system in that region.
从我们儿女出生，我们就为他们安排计划。
From the time of our children's birth, we plan for them.
这个广告不是这么说吗？
Doesn't the advertisement say?
如果选对好奶粉，傣族也会出好笋。如果选对好基金，废铁也能变黄金。
That if you choose the right baby formula, then even if your children is not supposed to come out well, they will still come out well. And if you choose the right education fund, then even the poor will become rich.
所以我们都不希望我们的儿女在人生的起跑点上输给别人。
None of us want our children to lose to others at the starting point.
我们从小到大为他们做了很多的规划跟安排。
Therefore, from the time when our children are young until they are old, we plan a lot for them and we arrange a lot for them.
希望他们能够成龙，能够成凤，能够比我们更强。
In the hopes that they may succeed, they may do well, and they may be stronger than we.
但重要的是我们在为我们自己也好，为我们后代子孙、做准备、做环境的营造的同时、我们有没有把信仰、有没有把神放在里头？
But while we consider all of these things, while we consider our children and their future, have we included God in their future?
我们从圣经、这个一位犹大国的国王约沙法王、来看看。他的一生以及他、这个为自己也好为后代子孙所营造出来的环境跟影响。
So we will learn about this from a king of Judah King Josephus, who and we will look at how he created his environment for him and his descendants.
约沙法王, 是这个以色列, 分裂成南北两朝, 南国犹大国的第四任王。
He was the fourth king after the northern and southern kingdom were separated, and he was the fourth king of the southern kingdom.
他的曾祖父, 就是罗伯安王,
and his
grandfather,
his great grandfather was King Rehoboam.
他的祖父, 是亚比亚, 阿比亚,
His grandfather was Adia.
他的父亲呢, 就是亚萨,
and his father was Asa.
那这个亚萨是南朝, 犹大国的第一位好王。
And his father was the first good king in the southern kingdom.
那约沙法就是这个亚萨的儿子, 也是南朝, 这个犹大国的第二位好王。
And he was the second good king in the southern kingdom.
行神眼中看为正的事情。
And he did all that was good in the eyes of God.
我们来看看, 历代志下。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles.
历代志下第一章,
Second Chronicles,
17章第一节,
Second Chronicles chapter 17, verse 1.
17章第一节,
Second Chronicles chapter 17, verse 1.
亚萨的儿子约沙法接续他, 做王, 奋勇自强, 防备以色列人, 第二节,
verse 2.
安置军兵在犹大一切坚固城里，又安置防兵在犹大地和他父亲亚萨所得以法莲的城邑中。第三节。Verse
3。神与约沙法同在，因为他行他主大卫出行的道，不寻求巴利。第四节。Verse
4。只寻求他父亲的神，遵行他的诫命，不效法以色列人的行为。第五节。Verse
5。所以神坚定他的国。
犹大人，犹大众人给他进贡。约沙法大有尊荣之才。六节。Verse 6。他高兴遵行神的道，并且从犹大除掉一切丘坛和木偶。我们看到这个约沙法他当王了。We
can see when Josaphat became king.
他奋勇自强。
He was very brave.
他在 这个国防上多有建设。
He made many constructions.
他在各个重要的城邑当中啊, 派有防兵。
He also placed troops in all the fortified cities of Judah.
然后在他我们也可以看到, 他在这个, 宗教信仰上, 他遵行, 大卫, 就是他主, 大卫的道。
We can also see that he walked in the way of his father David concerning faith.
这里特别说啊, 他只寻求他父亲的神。
Here it especially says that he sought only after God of his father.
遵行他的诫命。
And he walked according to his commandments.
不效法这个北国以色列人, 拜巴利, 拜偶像。
And he did not do according to the acts of the northern kingdom Israel and their worship of Baal and other idols.
那除此之外, 我们继续来看, 这个,
Not only so, but we can also read in verse 7.
第七节, 他做王第三年就差遣臣子, 便害伊勒, 厄巴底, 撒加利亚, 拿坦叶, 米该亚, 往犹大各城去教训百姓, 第八节,
Verse 8.
同着他们有利未人, 我们跳过来看第九节,
Verse 9.
九节，他们带着神的律法书走遍犹大各城，教训百姓。在我们看到，他除了个人，约沙法除了个人遵行神的道，遵守神的诫命，他也教导百姓要遵守神的诫命。
In these verses, we can see that not only did he himself do according to the commandments of God, but he also taught his people to do the same.
所以我们可以看到, 这个约沙法王不但在国防上有很好的表现，他在宗教信仰上，他也做得很不错。
So we can see that he was very good in governance as well as in the faith and religion of the people.
那在十九章
，In chapter 19，
第四节开始
，Starting from verse 4，
那边谈到这个约沙法王，在民间设立了很多的士师。
It says that Joseph had established many judges among the people.
并且吩咐这些士师，我们来看十九章的第九节。
Let's look at verse 19. He commanded these judges.
九节，约沙法嘱咐他们说：“你们当敬畏主，忠心诚实办事。”在这边我们看到约沙法王设立这些士师们，要他们遵守神的话，忠心办事，来审判神的选民。
Here we can see how Joseph had set up these judges so that they can act in the fear of God and faithfully judge among the people.
所以在这内政上，在社会的治安上，约沙法王的表现也是一等一的。
Internal to his kingdom, in the society, he also did very well.
那就在这样子的一个一位好王的统治之下。
And under the governance of such a good king.
我们刚刚读到那个十七章的第五节那边。
Just now we had read in chapter 17, verse 5.
神坚定他的国。
The Lord established his kingdom.
神让他大有尊荣之财。
And God allowed him to have riches and honor and abundance.
看十七章第十节。
Let us look at chapter 17, verse 10.
第十节，神使犹大四围的列国都甚恐惧，不敢与约沙法征战。
And the fear of the Lord fell on all the kingdoms of the lands that were around Judah, so that they did not make war against Jehoshaphat.
因着约沙法，他专心寻求神的，以及倚靠神的。
It was because of Jehoshaphat and how he pursued after God and he feared God.
他用神的这个诫命来教导百姓，要百姓遵守，来治理国家。
That he used the commandments of God to teach his people, to govern his country.
所以他大蒙神的赐福。
It was because of those things that he was greatly blessed by God.
他个人大享尊荣。
He himself enjoyed a great honor.
这个周遭的国家都向他进贡。
That all of the other kingdoms around his kingdom were fearful of his kingdom.
列国啊，都恐惧他，不敢跟他征战，所以国中大有平安。
And because they feared his kingdom, they were afraid to make war against him. So his kingdom had great peace.
所以我们看到说，一个好的君王，对他的国家，对他的百姓。有多大的帮助。
We can see how a good king can be such a great asset to his kingdom and to his people.
他为自己，为他的百姓营造出一个好的环境。
He had created a good environment for himself and for his people.
让他的百姓，让他的国家能够蒙神的祝福。
Such that his kingdom would be blessed by God.
能够有尊荣，能够有平安。
Have honor and have peace.
这都是约沙法王他专心寻求神。
This is all because Jehoshaphat had pursued after God.
那就在这个时候啊。
And at this time.
就在他蒙神大大的祝福，大享尊荣，大有平安的同时。
It was at this time when he was greatly blessed by God. He had great honor and great peace.
圣经上记载这么一句话。
The Bible says.
我们来看十八章，历代志下十八章。
In Second Chronicles chapter 18, verse 1.
十八章第一节。
Chapter 18, verse 1.
约沙法大有尊荣之才，就与亚哈结亲。
Verse 1. Jehoshaphat had riches and honor and abundance, and by marriage he allied himself with Ahab.
他与亚哈结亲，这是怎么一回事？
How did he become an ally? How did he become an ally with Ahab?
就是他让自己的这个儿子娶了亚哈的女儿。
It was because he allowed his own son to marry the daughter of Ahab.
约沙法王的儿子就是约兰王。在这个二十一章历代志下的二十一章。
His son, the son of Jehoshaphat, was Jehoram.
我们看这个第五节，二十一章五节。
In verse 5.
五节，约兰登基的时候年三十二岁，在耶路撒冷作王八年，第六节。
Verse 6.
他行以色列诸王的道，与亚哈家一样，因他娶了亚哈的女儿为妻，行神眼中看为恶的事。这里就在解释这个约沙法王他跟亚哈结亲的事情。
Here it talks about how Jehoshaphat had become an ally of Ahab through marriage, through his son's marriage.
这个亚哈就是北朝以色列国第四个王朝的王。
Ahab was the northern kingdom of Israel's fourth king.
第四个王朝 the fourth dynasty.
The king in the fourth dynasty of the northern kingdom.
南国犹大国就只有一个王朝，就是大卫王朝。
The southern kingdom of Judah only had one dynasty. That was the dynasty of David.
但是北国以色列国却好几个王朝。
But the northern kingdom of the northern kingdom of Israel had many dynasties.
因为他们行神眼中看为恶的事情，不遵行神的道，彼此篡位、凶杀等等。
And it was because they did not do according to the instructions of God, and they sinned against God, and they killed one another.
所以这个亚哈就是第四个王朝，这个暗利王朝的这个王。
And Ahab was the king in the fourth dynasty in the northern kingdom.
那约沙法王他为什么会娶了亚哈的这个女儿？
And why did Jehoshaphat's son marry the daughter of Ahab?
我们先来看看这个亚哈这个王的表现
Let's look at Ahab himself first.
亚哈大概是在主前的八百七十四年做王的。
Ahab became king at approximately 874 BC.
他做王二十二年。
He was king for 22 years.
我们来看看列王记上。
Let's look at First Kings.
列王记上十六章。
First Kings chapter 16.
十六章请看三十节到三十三节。
Chapter 16 from verse 30 to 34 to 33.
列王记上的十六章。
First Kings chapter 16.
三十节。
Chapter 16 verse 30.
三十节，暗利的儿子亚哈行神眼中看为恶的事，比他以前的列王更甚。三十一节。
31.
犯了尼巴的儿子耶罗波安所犯的罪，他还以为轻，又娶了西顿王耶巴利的女儿耶洗别为妻，去侍奉敬拜巴利。三十二节。
32.
在撒玛利亚建造巴利的庙，在庙里为巴利筑坛。三十三节。
33.
亚哈又做亚瑟拉，他所行的惹主以色列神的怒气，比他以前的以色列诸王更甚。这里记载的就是亚哈的表现。
Here records what Ahab did.
所以这个亚哈王可以说是坏蛋中的坏蛋，坏透了。
And King Ahab can be said as the worst of the worst people.
那原因也是这里说他娶的这个西顿王的女儿耶洗别。
And the reason was because he married the daughter of the Sidonians, Jezebel.
那这个西顿王他也是篡了他的君王的位。他本来是这个国家里头的祭司，巴利的祭司，然后他篡了国王的位变成国王。
And the king of the Sidonians originally was actually a priest of Baal in his kingdom, but he took the throne and became king.
想当然而,他是个拜偶像,拜巴利的。
And of course, he worshipped idols. He worshipped Baal.
他的女儿当然也是。
And obviously, his daughter did the same.
爸爸是巴利的祭司, 女儿是亚瑟拉的祭司。
And the father was the priest of Baal, and his daughter was.
亚瑟拉的祭司啊。
And she was also an idol. A priest of an idol.
嫁给这个以色列王亚哈，当然把一整套这个拜巴利、拜偶像哦，通通带着进来呀。
And of course, when she married Ahab, she also brought the traditions of worshiping idols, worshiping Baal, into this family.
哦，那不但影响了亚哈，哦，以及他的家人。
Not only did she influence Ahab and his family.
更把整个以色列国、北国以色列国啊，带入到拜偶像的大罪里头。
She furthermore influenced the whole northern kingdom of Israel into idol worshiping.
所以亚哈他的整个背景哦，整个家庭哦，还有他个人的表现哦，就是像刚刚我们所读的。
So the entire background of Ahab and his family and what he had done is recorded in what we have just read.
好，那我们再回到这个历代志下18章这里。Let
us now turn back to 2 Chronicles chapter 18.
刚刚我们读过第一节说，约沙法王大有尊荣之才，就与亚哈结亲。In
verse 1, we had read Jehoshaphat had riches and honor and abundance, and by marriage he allied himself with Ahab.
我们会不了解说，一个是在天上的，一个是在地底下。 怎么会凑在一起哦?
So what confuses us is one is seemingly in heaven and the other one on earth, but it seemed like they were joined together.
约沙法王是这么好的王，怎么会跟亚哈这么坏的王，怎么会凑在一起，而且还会结为亲家？
Why was it that Jehoshaphat, such a great king, would ally himself with Ahab, such a bad king? And furthermore, be related through marriage.
人家说门当户对嘛，龙配龙，凤配凤，老鼠的儿子会打洞。在这边我们看到却完全不一样的搭配，完全不一样的背景，宗教的背景。People
have said that you cannot mix two things together that are immiscible, but here two completely different religions are mixed together.
到底是什么原因让约沙法王会做的这样的一个决定?
What was the reason behind why King Jehoshaphat would make such a decision?
小弟个人认为，可能跟这个约沙法王他的整个童年、整个成长的背景有关系。
I myself feel that it is possible that it had something to do with how King Jehoshaphat was raised and what his environment was like.
约沙法王是一个好王。
King Jehoshaphat was a good king.
但是他的童年却饱受这个征战和战争的影响。
But his childhood was influenced by war.
我们来看列王记上的15章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 15.
列王记上15章。
1 Kings chapter 15.
第六节,
Verse 6.
15章6节, 罗波安在世的日子常与耶罗波安征战。这里谈到说这个约沙法王的曾祖父罗波安王经常跟北国这个耶罗波安王有征战。
Here it records how the great-grandfather of Jehoshaphat, Rehoboam, often fought with the king of the northern kingdom, Jeroboam.
这个罗波安王想收复失去的江山，耶罗波安王想要来统一整个以色列。
Rehoboam wanted to conquer a piece of the land, but Jeroboam wanted to conquer the entire land of Israel.
我们再来看16节。
Verse 16.
十六节，亚萨和以色列王巴沙在世的日子常常征战。哦，这个是约沙法王的爸爸亚萨在位的时候。
This is recording how when Jehoshaphat's father Asa was king.
同样有征战。
He also fought.
所以这个约沙法王他处在一个常年内战的一个童年环境当中。
So King Jehoshaphat grew up in an environment where there was constant warfare.
不但有内战，而且还有外敌的入侵。
Not only was there civil war, but there was also war with other countries.
在他爸爸这个亚萨当王的时候。
When his father Asa was king.
曾经这个古实王率领百万雄师以及战车三百辆来攻击他们。
There was one time when,
我们来看这个看历代志下的十四章。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 14.
历代志下的十四章第九节。
2 Chronicles chapter 14 verse 9.
九节说有古实王谢拉率领军兵一百万。战车三百辆出来攻击犹大人到了玛利沙在这里谈到说这个古实王曾经也带了百万大军来入侵犹大国。
Here it says that the king of the Ethiopians also at one time brought an army of a million men to attack Judah.
还好他这个约沙法王的父亲亚萨王也是懂得倚靠神的好王。
But fortunately, the father of King Jehoshaphat, Asa, knew to rely on God.
他向神来请求帮助。
He was also a good king, and he asked God for help.
神帮助犹大国击败的来犯的这个强敌古实王。
And God helped the kingdom of Judah overcome their enemies, the Ethiopians.
约沙法王自己当王的时候也曾经受到外敌的入侵。
When Jehoshaphat became king himself, he had also faced an attack from outside.
在历代志下的二十章那边就有记载。
This is recorded in 2 Chronicles chapter 20.
二十章第一节。
Chapter 20 verse 1.
一节说此后摩押人和亚门人又由米乌尼人一同来。
Verse 1 says, It happened after this that the people of Moab with the people of Ammon and others with them besides the Ammonites came to battle against Jehoshaphat.
约沙法王同样也效法他的父亲亚萨王倚靠神来胜过仇敌。
In this case, Jehoshaphat, similar to his father Asa, relied on God to overcome his enemies.
所以我们从这个约沙法王他的童年直到他当王以后他的国家不但不断的有内战以及外敌的入侵。
But what we can see is that from the youth of Jehoshaphat to his being king, there was always constant civil war as well as wars with other nations in Judah.
一个饱经战乱蹂躏的这个王，他最想要的是什么？
What does a king who is often bombarded with wars and battles want the most?
就是平安。
That is peace.
就是能够有平静安稳的生活。
To have peace and to have a quiet and calm life.
不再受到战争的这个烦恼或者是影响。
To no longer be bombarded with the worries and the influences of war.
我想这个大概就是约沙法王他之所以会跟亚哈结亲最主要的原因。
I believe this is the main reason why Jehoshaphat would become allied with King Ahab through marriage.
或许约沙法王心中打着如意的算盘。
Perhaps there were
有这么样的一个计划。
Perhaps there were these were the plans of King Jehoshaphat.
如果我跟北国这个联合的话。
Perhaps he was thinking that if he became allies with the northern kingdom.
第一个，我们彼此之间 就不会有内战的发生了。
Then first, there will no longer be a civil war between us.
哦，我们不再坚持一个以色列国嘛。
We will no longer emphasize on having just one kingdom of Israel.
哦，不再一边一国了，哦，也不再一国两制，我们来统一好了。
We will no longer emphasize on having individual kingdoms. We may even want to be unified as one kingdom.
哦，那窥探就可以撤掉了，哦，就不会有危险啦。
We will not have to worry about this constant warfare.
所以他可能这么想，我跟以色列国结亲就不会有战乱，大家亲家的嘛。
Perhaps he was thinking that if I became allies with the kingdom of Israel, then there will not be wars any longer because we're now relatives.
哦，那再来我们两个国家一联合，哦，那国力会大增，周遭的这些哦强敌们也一定不敢再来侵犯。
And secondly, if we become allies, then our kingdom would become stronger, and our enemies around us would no longer be brave enough to come and attack us.
哦，如此一来啊，不但是我约沙法王哦，我的后代子孙啊，也能够永享太平。
And not only will I, Jehoshaphat, enjoy peace, but my descendants as well.
哦，不要像我这样哦，从童年到今天呐，啊。征战不停啊，兵荒马乱。
So that they do not have to endure as I did from my youth, all this war and battle.
哦，也许呀，这个正是约沙法王他心中所筹算、所打的如意算盘。
Perhaps these were calculated by King Jehoshaphat as he made the decision.
哦，他要为自己以及后代子孙来哦谋一个啊。永世太平的环境。
That he wanted to form for himself and for his descendants a kingdom that has peace everlasting.
哦，所以我们刚刚看到说，哦，一个在天的好王跟一个在地的恶王，哦，能够结合。
So just now we have seen how a good king in heaven and a bad king on earth can be joined together.
完全。是人的打算。
And the reason is because the considerations were all the considerations of men.
约沙法王在他为自己、为后代子孙要营造、哦、要计划的、哦、这个啊，为将来的哦这个环境的营造跟啊为将来后代子孙的计划里头啊，都没有把神这个因素、把信仰这个因素放到里头。
That in planning for his own future, the future of his kingdom and his descendants, he planned for everything but did not include God.
哦，到底他有没有得到他所要的？
So did he achieve what he had wanted?
到底他这个算盘打得对还打得错？
Did he make the correct calculations?
到底他这一步棋走对了还是走错了？
Did he take the right step?
哦，我们先来谈谈他自己本身好了。
Let us look at him himself.
他原本想的就是跟亚哈结亲之后，哦，至少两国不会有征战，外敌也不敢入侵。对他本身来讲，他可以安享余年了。
Perhaps originally he thought that after he became allies with Ahab, he himself would no longer have to fight a civil war, and other countries would not come and attack us, so he would have peace.
哦，结果没有。
But there was not.
哦，历代志下的十八章。
Second Chronicles chapter 18.
哦，那边记载着他的亲家亚哈王约他一起出去打仗。
It records how his relative Ahab had invited him to go with him to war.
哦，那为什么啊他的亲家要去打仗？
Why did his relative Ahab want to go to war?
哎，因为哦他哦这个亚哈王哦他离弃神，所以神也不祝福他。以至于啊，他周遭的一些原本跟他进贡的国家，现在不再进贡，不再臣服于他了。
And it was because Ahab had departed from God, and God no longer blessed him. So the nations around the northern kingdom, who once had alliances with the northern kingdom, were no longer allies with them.
哦，所以他想要杀鸡儆猴啊，哎，但是 又考虑到说，哦，恐怕自己的兵力不够，哎，找亲家一起去吧。
And so he wanted to go and to fight these other nations, and but at the same time he felt like perhaps his military strength was not strong enough, so he invited his in-laws to go and fight with him.
这个征战呢，原本跟约沙法王一点关系都没有。
This fight had nothing to do originally with King Jehoshaphat.
哇，这下子却被拖下水了。
But he was pulled in with Ahab.
不但是这样哦，他这个亲家哦，他这个亚哈，哎，这个很聪明哎。
Not only so, but Ahab was also very intelligent.
哦，我们来看这个十八章哦。
In chapter 18.
十八章，二十九节。
Verse 29.
二十九节，以色列王对约沙法说：“我要改装上阵，你可以身穿晚服。”于是以色列王改装，他们就上阵去了。三十节。
Verse 30.
先是亚兰王吩咐车兵长说：“他们的兵将无论大小，你们都不可与他们征战，只要与以色列王征战。”三十一节。
31.
车兵长看见约沙法，便说：“这必定是以色列王，就转过去。”与他征战，约沙法一呼喊，神就帮助他，神又感动他们离开他。三十二节。
32.
车兵长见不是以色列王，就转去不追他了。我们看到他这个亲戚亚哈王哦，他跟这个约沙法王说：“你仍然穿王的朝服哦，那我啊要改装上阵哦。”
King Ahab was very shrewd in telling Jehoshaphat to wear the robes of the king, and he himself would disguise as a soldier and go into battle.
我们都知道哦，打仗的时候啊，哦，射人先射马，擒贼先擒王啊，哦，当然把对方的元帅给杀了，把对方的王给杀了。那这场战争啊，已经胜了一半了。
We all know that when we are in battle, we should try to attack the leader of the enemy first. If you're able to kill the king, then you've already attained victory.
哦，那这个约沙法王啊，哦，说他单纯也好，说他愚笨也好，哦，他竟然答应了，还好神帮助他，不然他老命就休了。
You can say that Jehoshaphat was simple-minded, or you can also say that he was foolish. If it was not for God's help, then he would have lost his life.
哦，所以他原本想跟亚哈结亲，哦，联盟，想要让自己有一个，哦，平安，哦，有一个，这个安享余年的环境，结果没有，反而差一点，哦，命都赔上去。
So originally he wanted to ally himself with Ahab so that he would no longer have to fight, he did not attain the peace that he had hoped for. Instead, he almost lost his life.
哦，这还不是最糟糕的哦。
And not only so.
我们再看看他的后代子孙哦。
If we look at his descendants.
刚刚我们说到他的儿子是约兰。
Just now, we said that his son was Jehoram.
我们来看二十章哦，历代。
In chapter 20.
抱歉，二十一章。
In chapter 21.
二十一章第一节。
In chapter 21, verse 1.
一节，约沙法与他列祖同睡，葬在大卫城他列祖的坟地里。他儿子约兰接续他作王。第二节。
Verse 2.
约兰有几个弟兄，哦，就是约沙法的儿子，哦，亚撒利亚。我们跳过来看第三节。
Verse 3.
哦，三节，他们的父亲将许多金银财宝和犹大地的坚固城市给他们，但将国事给约兰，因为他是长子。第四节。
Verse 4.
约兰兴起做他父亲的位，奋勇自强，就用刀杀了他的众兄弟和以色列的几个首领。哦，这个约兰，哦，一上来，哦，当王，啊，就把自己的兄弟通通给宰了。
When Jehoram became king, the first thing he did was to kill all of his brothers.
哦，这里哦，没有明说啊，到底是谁出的主意哦。
Here it does not say whose idea it was.
哦，但是这个做法哦，这个作风啊，这很像耶洗别哦，哎的作风。
But the style of Jehoram killing all of his brothers is very similar to the style of Jezebel. His mother-in-law.
那我们不能就以这一点就说，哎，这个可能是他的太太亚他利亚哦，替他出的主意。
But we cannot use this and say immediately that this is the idea of his wife.
哦，说不定啊，这是约兰自己的想法，也不一定哦。
Perhaps this is Jehoram's own thought.
哦，那我们来再来看另外22章哦。
Let us now look at chapter 22.
哦，这个是约沙法的孙子，也就是约兰的儿子。
This is the grandson of Jehoshaphat, the son of Jehoram.
哦，我们来看22章的第二节。Chapter
22, verse 2.
二节，亚哈谢登基的时候年42岁。 在耶路撒冷做王一年，他的母亲名叫亚他利亚，是暗利的孙女。第三节，亚哈谢也行亚哈家的道，因为他母亲给他主谋，使他行恶。哦，在这里哦，哎，我们就更加确定了。哦，这个约沙法为他的儿子约兰结的这一门亲事，真的是错了。
From these verses, we can be even more sure that Jehoshaphat's allowing his son to marry the daughter of Ahab was a wrong decision.
哦，自己的儿子啊受到影响，把兄弟们通通宰了。
His own son was influenced to kill all of his brothers.
哦，自己的孙子也听从妈妈哈，哎，就是自己这个约沙法王媳妇哈。
And his own grandson also listened to the grandson's mother, who was the daughter-in-law of Jehoshaphat, and he did wickedly. But this was not the worst. Let us continue to read.
我们来看22章的第十节。
Let us look at chapter 22, verse 10.
第十节，亚哈谢的母亲亚他利亚见他儿子死了，就起来找灭犹大王室。十一节。Verse 11。当王的女儿约示巴将亚哈谢的儿子约阿斯从那里被杀的王子中偷出来，把他和他的乳母都藏在卧房里。约示巴是约兰王的女儿亚哈谢的妹子，祭司耶和耶大的妻。 他收藏约阿斯，躲避亚他利亚，免得被杀。十二节。
Verse 12。约阿斯和他们一同藏在神殿里6年，
亚他利亚篡了国位。这个，约沙法王他的媳妇，亚他利亚，后来把整个犹大卫王朝，这皇子皇孙通通杀掉。
So the daughter-in-law of Jehoshaphat, Athaliah, later destroyed all of the royal heirs of the house of Judah, and she herself reigned.
哦，成了这个以色列人的武则天呢。哦，第一个女王了哈。She
became the first female king of the kingdom of Israel.
还好哦，神。 保留了大卫家唯一的一盏孤灯，就是约阿斯王。
God preserved the only line of the kingdom of David, who was Joash.
所以我们看到说，原本这个约沙法王他的如意算盘，打的是自己。 以及后代子孙能够永享太平。So
we can see how the original calculations of Jehoshaphat was for himself and for all of his descendants to have eternal peace and calm.
所以他没有把神跟信仰的因素放在他的计划里头。And
as a result, he did not include God and God's instructions in his plans.
在信仰上，他跟亚哈是门当不户对的。不门当也不户对的啊。
Concerning faith, him and Ahab had nothing in common and nothing in agreement.
哦，这个是从信仰的角度来看哦。
From the perspective of faith.
一个是拜真神的，一个是拜偶像的。
One worshipped the true God and one worshipped idols.
哦，一个行神眼中看为正的，一个是行神眼中看为恶的。
One did what was right in the eyes of God and one did what was evil in the eyes of God.
哦，但如果把信仰哦，把神的因素拿掉的话
，But if we take away this aspect of faith and this aspect of God.
约沙法王跟亚哈就变成门当又户对了。
Jehoshaphat and Ahab became almost the same.
哦，两个都是王。
Both of them were kings.
哦，一个是公主，一个是王子。儿子的哦，他们这个约沙法王和儿子约兰哦是王子嘛，亚这个。亚哈的女儿哦，亚他利亚是公主，哎，门当户对。
The son of Jehoshaphat was a prince, and the daughter of Ahab was a princess. So it seemed like a perfect match.
哦，两国联姻联盟，哦，能够免除内战，又能够壮大自己，免于外患。
Through this marriage, the two kingdoms can become allies and prevent a civil war, and also prevent attacks from other nations.
啊，结果啊。他的如意算盘、哦、完全落空了。
But the result was that his calculations were completely failed.
他这一步棋走错了，以至于全盘皆输啊，差点绝子绝孙。
Because at the starting point he had already taken a wrong step, the result was very bad.
哦，我们来看马拉基书哦。
Let's turn to the book of Malachi.
马拉基书二章十五节。
Malachi chapter 2 verse 15.
十五节，虽然神有灵的余力，能造多人，他不是单造一人吗？为何只造一人呢？乃是他愿人得敬虔的后裔，所以当谨守你们的心，谁也不可以诡诈带幼年所娶的妻。哦，这里告诉我们，哦，神本来可以造出很多的人来。
Here it tells us that God can make many people.
但是他只造亚当夏娃。
But he only made Adam and Eve.
哦，为什么
？Why？
哦，因为他愿意人得虔诚的后代。
It is because he seeks godly offspring.
哦，借着父母亲为儿女营造一个虔诚的环境。
The parents' work in preparing a God-fearing environment for their children.
哦，有敬虔的生活，哦，能够延续敬虔的后代。
Through their godly lifestyle, they can produce godly offspring.
哦，这正确的信仰哦，不但是我们进入永生必备的条件。
So the correct faith is not simply to enter into salvation.
哦，更是我们今生人生观。道德观、价值观的综合。
But in our life values, morals, and in our life, there is a common ground.
哦，当我们呐、啊、为我们自己、为我们后代的子孙，哦啊，在打算、哦在预备、哦在营造他们的将来的计划的同时啊。
When we plan for our children and when we plan for our descendants,
我们都能够把我们的信仰，把我们所敬拜的真神都放到里头。
We should put in these plans our faith and the God whom we worship.
哦，能够让他居首位，能够以信仰、以敬拜真神为首要的考虑。
So that they can worship God and keep the faith. And keep God as the center of their plan.
哦，也许在人的世界里头，可能是不一定门当户对的啦。
Perhaps in the world of men, they might not be the most outstanding.
但是在信仰里头，在神的面前是真正的门当又户对。
But concerning faith and before God, they can truly be. Good in the eyes of God.
哦，让我们以及我们的家庭，以及我们的后代子子孙孙，都能够蒙受神千代万代的祝福。
Let us, our children and our descendants, be always blessed by God abundantly.
好，我们来唱诗155首。
Let us sing hymn 155. Let us continue to pray for the student spiritual convocation, which is about to begin.
以及我们的灵恩布道会的圣工来祷告。
As well as for the holy work of our spiritual convocation and evangelical services.
我们求神亲自来动工来带领我们。
We ask God Himself to work among us and to guide us.
那我们也求神让我们有智慧。
We also ask God to give us wisdom.
在为我们以及我们的家庭。我们的工作，我们的学业，我们的搬迁，规划计划的同时，都能够把神把信仰的因素考虑在里面。
So that while we plan for ourselves, our children, our education, our work, we can always include God and His words in them.
让我们都能够千代万代蒙神大大的祝福。
That for hundreds and thousands of generations after us, our descendants can be blessed by God. Let us pray together.
我们要接受按手帮助